Thank you. Hallelujah. Woo! Yeah. It's the most wonderful time of the week. Hallelujah. Releasing the Word of God. God's Word never returns void. We're continuing in the spirit man, getting in touch with our spirit. Everything flows from the deep wells within us. The living water that is given to us to flow out of us in this new era. It will be known by the 1 Thessalonians 3, 5:23 part of you, your spirit man, your spirit woman. Through the lens of the reality of how our spirit interacts with Holy Spirit, God is going to break out in greater ways, in greater measure than ever before. Well, today I'm going to continue to bring this teaching. I'm going to take the last three teachings and bring them together today in what the Lord has given me regarding the spirit man. And so if you would like to follow along on your Bibles and mark this page, open your Bibles with me to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 21. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 21. For today's message. Holy Spirit. Yeah. Release it in us. Release it through us. What you have for us in Jesus' name. Amen. One verse that will change our world. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the innermost parts of his being. Amen. The spirit of a man is the lamp of the Lord. See, in our spirit, the Lamb is now the lamp. It means His blood is now the light. His baptism is now the fire that is to burn in us. Because the Lamb is now the lamp. This proverb reveals a powerful kingdom principle about the spirit man, that we are the lamps of God. This word lamp, it means a glistening light from a fire of a candle. That's what the word means. A glistening light from the fire of a candle. It's describing inside of each of us the fire of God that's just burning and glistening powerfully. Like if this room was completely dark and you had a candle and it was lit, the glycerine of the candle means it's active, it's working. It implies that the fire in God's truth is a holy heart lighter. And whenever it's received, it lights the wick of our hearts until our hearts are full of life, and that life is birthed out of us. Loved ones, in this new era, what this earth needs most is the lamps of God to be lit. It's like this. See, in the kingdom of heaven, the angels and the witnesses of heaven, when they see Jesus, They do what John did. They say, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." But do you know what they say when they see you? What all of heaven says when it sees you? "Behold, the lamp of God that brings light to the world." Even the demons, when you pass by one, says, behold the lamp of God who brings light to the world. Do you know what you are? You are the lamp of God. You are the lamp of God. And wherever you go, wherever your presence goes, wherever it walks in, whatever it walks into, wherever it walks to, from the moment you get up to even when you lie down, your spirit radiates the revelation to the atmosphere, to the land, to every part of you, to every part of the spiritual realm. These words. Behold the lamp of God who brings light to the world. That means you are the kingdom builders. You are the darkness breakers. You are the light releasers. You are the chain breakers. You were built to excel in your life. You were built to rise to the top of every mountain, where you work, where you go to school. You were built to raise children that love the Lord and seize life. Behold the lamp of God who brings light to the world. And when you walk into a room, you carry a Luke 1:37 anointing. It means that wherever you go, impossibilities bow in front of you. Do you know who you are? This is in your spirit, not your flesh. And not your soul. It's in your spirit. You are the lamp of the Lord. Can you say that with me? I am the lamp of the Lord. Let's say it again. I am the lamp of the Lord. That is your name. There's an old song about love. Maybe it was Dinah Warwick. I don't know who sung it. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. That's the only thing that there's not. Too little of. Remember that song? Yeah. See, in the kingdom, the song goes like this. What the world needs now is lamps, sweet lamps. That's just the thing. There's just too little of. Christians, believers, have forgotten who they are. Listen, they know that they are sons and daughters. They know they're precious in His sight. But I think one thing that is forgotten is that you were built to excel. You were built to bring the kingdom of heaven to every impossibility in your life and through your life. You are to run the greatest businesses. You are to make the greatest profits. You are to give away the most to those in need. You are to be known for your innovation. You're to be known for your wisdom. You're to find the cures to some diseases. You're the ones that are to excel in all of life. You are the head and not the tail. I believe in this house. In 2020, we will launch 20 new businesses and ministries. Next week, we're going to launch another one. A young entrepreneur that God's going to use mightily, I know. We launched before it begins, and now it is nationally being released. To protect pastors from sexual challenges. And that's just the beginning. This is a nuclear bomb the Lord wants me to release. The church has gotten this wrong. It's gotten so concerned about not being prideful, it is forgotten. It is to be the head and not the tail. It is to excel in everything it does. It is to have, for the glory of God, all that it does. So far, I've taught that the Spirit bears witness. Our spirit is where we find our voice of truth. Our spirit is where we see spiritually the realities of the kingdom. And last week I taught three activations that you can do to see with your spiritual eyes. But it's important to understand that all three of these spiritual components, your witness, your voice, your eyes, live in your lamp. And together they produce good works. This is a Matthew 5, 14 to 16 awakening. It's a beacon call of excellence. It is a call to you that you were made to excel. You were made to glorify God with all He's given you. To be the top producer, the number one in your field, to the glory of God. To walk with your head held up high in all that you do. Because the world is full of queens of Sheba that need to see you. Because there's something about you. There's something about the way you work and how you execute all that you do that draws people that says, I had to come. I'm not a spiritual person. I don't believe there's a God. I don't believe in any of that. But your work, your singing, your music, your art, your teaching, your counseling, your programming, your selling, your servicing, your healing, your care for people is the most superb I've ever seen. I had to come and see it for myself. It's a Matthew 5, 14 to 16 awakening. Listen to these words. Matthew 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Listen, Jesus says you're not a light. You know this verse. You are the light. And He says, your light is so powerful. Your light is so profound. You're a city on a hill. You were created with a destiny to excel in everything you do. You are a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Listen, when you walk as the light of the world, you cannot be hidden. The Bible says, do you see a man who excels in his work? He stands before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. the excellence, the quality, the discipline, the integrity, the rigor, the wisdom, the quality, the beauty is who you are. So hold your head up high. Because when you walk into a room, all of heaven says, "Behold, a lamp of God who brings light to the world." Do you know that? Verse 15. "Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand. It gives light to all who are in the house." Listen, wherever you are, the excellence and the quality, the anointing he's given you, when you sing, he's given you an anointing to sing. When you teach, he's given you an anointing to teach. When you counsel, he's given you an anointing to counsel. When you program, he's given you an anointing to program. When you sell, he's given you an anointing to sell. That's the lampstand. That's the pillar. The Lamb of God is what you put the lampstand of God on. And it lights everything around you. Verse 16. "Let your light shine before men in such a way," not in just any way, not in some random way. See, "in such a way they may see your good works." Listen, this means "I don't know if I can" is replaced with "yes, I can." "I'm not sure if it's possible" is replaced with "all things are possible." "I'm confused" is replaced with clarity. Because you are the lamp of God, you are never confused. Listen, you are never confused. So if confusion comes to your mind, it's not from the kingdom of heaven. It's the enemy trying to get you to think something you don't have. You don't have confusion. You're not to have doubt. You're not to think less than. You're not to satisfy with second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth place. Because that's not who you are. When Jesus came and he birthed life into man and woman, he said, "Subdue the earth." In other words, rule and reign on this earth. You are my creation. You are my image and likeness, and you are to rule and to reign. "That they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." All for his glory, like the song sings. All for his glory. These kinds of messages are not given enough. But your light is so powerful, loved ones. It impacts anything and everything. You are world changers. You are kingdom builders. You are life givers in King Jesus. You carry everything that was in him in you. Because he said, "You will do the works that I've done." And if you're struggling with unbelief, then do what Jesus said to do. If you don't, if you're struggling with believing in me, believe in the works that I do. Listen, your good works, the works that you have already done, are a sign of God. Say that with me. I am the lamp of God. I am the lamp of God. I believe everyone in this room is going to excel in what they do next year. That is what's being released today. Whatever endeavor, whatever dream you have, dream the impossible dream. God is positioning you to excel. Not because I said it, because that's who you are. The Lamb of God is now the lamp of God. So when you walk into a room, when you walk into your business, when you walk into a place to work, to code, to speak, to sell, say over yourself who you are, I am the lamp of God. And all the things that I do, those that know me know that God has taught me how this anointing, this Luke 1:37 anointing works. It's an anointing where things that are impossible bow when you walk into a room. That's the vision you need to see. What seems impossible in front of you, when you walk up to it, it bows before you. Because nothing is impossible with God. The Lamb of God is the lamp of God. That means that He made nothing impossible. What He made is now in you as a lamp to show the world that nothing is impossible. I've been asked by the Lord to start a new initiative in 2020, my small part. It's awakening pastors politically. See, because the voice of truth wants his voice back in the political mountain next year. And I was speaking to a pastor about this initiative, and like so many things that God has me do, he says, you're to do this. And I am the lamp of God. Yes, Lord. And I look at how impossible it is. I just see it bow. And that's what you need to see in your life. Look at that obstacle. Look at that barrier. Look at that thing. And it will bow. Because nothing is impossible with Him. But this pastor said to me, brother, I think it's too late in this state. It's over for this state. I said, no, it's not. And will you join me? Eyes this big. Yes, I will. God will do the impossible through you because you are a world changer. You are a kingdom builder. You are a chain breaker. All of you are. What is required? Some of you need to get your lamps relit. For others, it's just a matter of letting it shine. And for all of us, it's a renewed commitment to believe it, that I am the lamp of God. And God wants to set your lamp on fire. He wants to set your lamp on fire. The fire of excellence. Excellence in all you do. Do you know that in the end times, Jesus said, the sign will be the Queen of Sheba. Stay tuned. Next time I teach, I'm going to teach on that. You're going to go, what? It's right in the Bible. It means that the sign will be those furthest away from God, bending a knee to God, because your excellence blows their minds beyond all that they can be blown, And they bow a knee to Jesus because the fire of excellence that burns in you is so bright. The whole world sees it. I'm going to close today by answering simply two questions. What lights our lamp and what keeps our lamp lit? Listen, God wants you to walk out of this room today with a renewed commitment, I believe, to excellence. All doubt removed to what he's called you to. What you're in, what you do, he's positioning you to encounter the God where nothing is impossible. He's positioned you to see impossibilities bend its knee. But you got to light your lamp. The best way to light your lamp, the best way to keep it lit is to trust in the Lord. This is the first thing. When we trust, he lights. When we trust, he lights. Every moment of every day is an opportunity to trust him. Here's the point. Trust brings fire. The greater you trust, the bigger the fire. Here's how it works. Little bit of trust. He gets out the little Bic lighter. Little more trust, he gets out one of those log lighters, like a gun. Big trust, flamethrower. Big trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. When you trust him, it breaks a stronghold that stops us from excellence. It's the stronghold of your opinions. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says it this way, trust in the Lord completely and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on him to guide you, and he will lead you in every decision you make. When he leads you in every decision you make, you know what happens? Excellence. Things excel. You're the best at your craft in that day. You're the finest at what you do to the glory of God. Your head is higher, so the light shines brighter. He will lead you in every decision you make. And then it says, become intimate with him in whatever you do, and he will lead you wherever you go. Verse 5, trust is not relying on your own opinions. Our opinions will keep us from trust, or trust will keep us from our opinions. Our opinions don't matter. What matters is his opinion. So important. Well, I'm not that good at this. Yes, you are. Well, I can't really do that. Yes, you can. Well, I'm good settling for third place. No, you're not. That's not what lamps do. They light a city. It's a frame of mind that shifts the frame of our mind to our spirit, where we have the mind of Christ. Infinite mind. Infinite possibilities. Infinite glory to the King. Eternity is in his hands, and he gives eternity into your hands. You're to write the songs that will be sung hundreds of years from now. You're to establish a methodology in your business that will go on many generations from now. Verse 6, and when you focus on God's opinion, another word for trust gets birthed. The word is intimacy. This is how you keep your flame light. This is how the lamp of the Lord grows in you when you trust in him. It's a fire in your heart. You've heard the term. There's a hole, and somebody puts a grenade in the hole, and they go, "Fire in the hole!" It's to really be in the kingdom. Fire in his heart. And then your trust becomes a fire in your heart that bursts deeper intimacy with him. Do you realize excellence is intimacy? Intimacy is excellence. We need to take back this word from the enemy as if it's a bad thing to excel in what you do, as if it's unscriptural or unspiritual. When you trust, he becomes your Song of Songs, 8:6, God. Listen to what God says. When the fire is burning brightly in your heart of trust, listen to what he says. God, your lover, listen to the Song of Songs. Fasten me upon your heart as a seal of fire forevermore. This is God speaking to you, loved ones, speaking to me. Fasten me upon your heart as a seal of fire evermore. This living, consuming fire will seal you as my prisoner of love. Oh, wow. My passion is stronger than the chains of death in the grave. All-consuming is the very flashes of fire from the burning heart of God. The flashes of fire from the burning heart of God, that's the same image as you as the lamp of God. It's the flashes of fire in your heart. It means when you trust him with all your heart, the lamp of God that sits next to him, that's in his heart, is put into your heart. And when you excel, your intimacy grows with him. It's a place of this fierce, unrelenting fire over your entire being. Passion of my love. And then when you let it burn, then he becomes a Psalm 105:39, God to us. It says, God spreads out a cloud as shade as they moved ahead, and a cloud of fire to light up your night. He literally goes before you as you trust him. The lamp is lit. The lamp is lit. He demolishes the opinions of yourself that get in the way of excellence. His intimacy grows in his fire of his love and passion. Grows till you become a prisoner of his love. In other words, a love so unrelenting that you can't contain it. And then he guides you. And that's where excellence comes. From your spirit, not from your mind, not from your own will, not from your flesh, but from your spirit. Some of you need a breakthrough in your business, in your work, in your activities. In your school, you've been looking in the wrong place. You're not going to find it in your mind. You're not going to find it in this flesh, in your own strength. You got to go into your spirit. I'm just going to go a few minutes long, if that's okay. And the last thing I just want to say is, how is this lamp used? How is this lamp used? When you release it, when you become his prophetic voice, the lamp of God gets used. When you become his prophetic voice, it gets used. It's how it gets used. And how it moves from activation to impartation. See, his voice spoken to you puts your lamp into his hands. Some of you have gotten, so many of you have gotten prophetic words And the tragedy I see constantly, oh, I forgot to record it. Shocks. Don't you know? That was one of the most intimate moments you had with him. And it's like, oh, I just forgot to record it. Whatever. As if it was just, yeah, just a little check mark. He gave me a prophetic word. Yeah, I think I remember it. No. It's an intimate, private, incredible moment between you and him. When the Lord speaks a word into your life, grab hold of those words. And speak them out. His prophetic voice activates when you speak the prophetic words that have been spoken over you. God shared with me what I would be. 2007, it's crazy, my wife and I we hadn't even started in the church. We had no idea what was in front of us, and we go to this prophet's house, and he prophesies almost an hour over us. It blew our minds. We had it recorded. It was like, so that's like, I just keep seeing it unfolding. And when I get down, I declare the words the Lord has spoken over me. I declare them over myself. Not generic words. Not spin the wheel of the word. God has a word for me. Maybe that applies. But the specific words he's spoken over you. Every time you speak them, God is embracing you. He's holding you. He's holding you. We do have trouble. We do have struggle. We do have struggles. We do have these moments where I know what I'm to be, but I'm struggling. Speak the words he's spoken over you. Just let them flow out of your lips. When you do, he literally takes the lamp of God. He takes it. He takes it and he lights your way in the darkness. See, sometimes it gets so dark around you. You need a physical manifestation of the light inside you to guide you. And the prophetic words he's spoken, it's like, there you are. I can take another step. When nothing in myself tells me it's possible, when all I'm thinking, all I'm feeling is it is impossible, I've gone as far as I can and all there is a cliff. Speak the prophetic words he's spoken to you. If you haven't, write them down and refer to them. And then when you get to the edge of a cliff, you'll have that Indiana Jones moment where then you know that his voice starts to thunder with flashes of light in the darkness. And he becomes a Psalm 18:13 fire. In his hands, the Lord thundered, the great God above every God spoke with his thundering voice from the skies. What fearsome hailstones and flashes of fire went before him. That's what happens in the heavenlies when you speak, and then you then become his voice. You become a Psalm 105:39 fire of the worship team. You become a Psalm 105:39 fire. God spread out a cloud of shade as they moved ahead, and a fire of light by day, and then that shifts to a Psalm 86:2. This fire by night becomes the fire. It's like there's this exchange in the kingdom of heaven. There's exchange in you when you speak the words he's spoken over you out. It lights your way. Then all of a sudden you're starting to walk, and all of a sudden he goes, wait. And he takes your hand, his right hand, and he puts that fire back in your hand. become the one that chased them away. All these God haters. Blow them away with a puff of smoke. Melt them like wax in fire. One good look at you, and the wicked vanish. See, you are the lamps of God called to excel. I wonder, who in here will be the next Pulitzer Prize? Who will write the next song that will be known in the anthems of songs like Amazing Grace? Who will find the cure to a disease? Who will write code that will literally change an industry? Who will be so skilled in the medical field that will become the next Patch Adams? See, it's you in this room. Because behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world is now the Lamp of God who gives light to the world. The lamp has become the Lamb.